This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got to tell you, folks, I had a busy week last week, and I want to thank the almost 3,000 people that came out in St. Louis and St. Peter's County. What an event. Thank you guys for hosting me. Thank you to Dr. Cordy, former Marine who made me, retired Marine, who made me the keynote speaker at an event there. And I got to tell you, it was a blast. And here's what was really cool about it. It was so pro-Trump, it was ridiculous. No mask, no social distancing. You know that doctor, he's a Muslim doctor that said these masks are insane. He spoke right before I did. I also got to meet the couple in St. Louis who had to protect their home. That was fun to watch. So long story short, it was a great weekend. I want to thank you guys. Happy to take part in a 1776 event, which is something that's pseudo pushes back on this idea of the 1619 project. And we've been pushing back on that quite a bit ourselves, as well as Black Lives Matter. Before I get off the subject of masks, though, I want to say a tweep of mine said that his Halloween costume he's going to go as a normal person because with no mask, because it seems to scare the crap out of everybody. And I thought, how clever is that? Because it's so true. But I got to tell you, to see 3,000 patriots out there with only, I think there were four people I saw with masks on. And they weren't even older people. I think they were leftists who were monitoring the rally. But this thing was done at a guy's business that was on the service road in St. Peter's. And it was absolutely spectacular. I mean, the speakers were amazing. I could go on. Anyway, a ton has happened over the weekend while I was out and about. A couple of LAPD officers got shot in cold blood. Then Black Lives Matter protesters blocked the hospital where the cops were admitted. And I heard one of them said something, or some of them were saying things like, let them die. This is the organization that has received over $1 billion of support. It's outrageous. So we certainly pray for those officers and their family. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I'm going to play a little catch-up before we get into some of the fun stuff. I know you guys are, come on, Kev, make us laugh, man. I mean, there were lots of things to make people laugh. Part of my speech, I said, you know these leftists want to take away things like life, liberty, and you know the thing. And that probably got one of the biggest laughs because I channeled my Joe Biden. But yeah, we had a great time. I mean, there's going to be plenty to laugh about this show. Trust me. Trust and believe. All right? But there's also some disturbing news. Disturbing stuff. But here's what I want to go into before we get into any of that stuff is 9/11. How'd you celebrate it? 9/11 was on Friday. And, of course, the day after 9/11 was on Saturday, which is when I spoke. But here's what I'll tell you about 9/11. Leftists do not care about 9/11. It's just another day for them. Just like, you know, Martin Luther King Day, you know, is another holiday. It isn't a celebration of Martin Luther King and what he stood for. 9/11 is not about that spirit that engulfed America after we attacked. For the leftists, it is gone. For half this country, they do not care that 19 years ago, in a few days, this country got attacked by radical Muslims. Doesn't matter to them. Do you think, let me ask you this, do you think Antifa or Black Lives Matter took pause from their lunacy in order to remember 9/11? Because I will remind you, one of those clowns, take your pick on who's responsible, went up and shot two L.A. police officers in essentially a cold-blooded shooting. Not even giving these guys a chance. They're sitting in their car. Do you think Democrats decided, hey, let's stop attacking President Trump Because they suddenly discovered patriotism because they remembered 9/11 and, God forbid, 9/12, which was an amazing day. Look at everything that happened over the weekend. And ask me if leftism, a.k.a. stupidism, a.k.a. the devil, took a break. How many people were shot and killed in Chicago this weekend? You guys got the numbers? I don't know. Let me put it to you this way. Do you think it's over 40 people that got shot in Chicago over the weekend? I do. I don't even know the numbers. I'll be honest with you. Do you think that more than four people were killed in Chicago over the weekend? Yeah. That's more than the number of people who actually died from COVID. I'm not even playing a joke here. It's more than the number of people who actually died from COVID. Oh, these old people in nursing homes, Kevin, you know that they're getting the disease. Yeah, they are, but they're not dying from it. They're dying from all the other stuff that was part, you know, underlying, and COVID came in and gave them a little nudge. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The KevinJacksonShow.com. So, you know what? So many people, of these 3,000 folks that I spoke to, a lot of them didn't know I'd been fired from Fox. Some of them didn't know I had my own radio show. I got to get out more. Y'all got to let me out of the cage. Anyway, lots of coincidences, folks. Lots of revelations, too, that came. Mueller team scrubbing their phones. Do you think that's a coincidence or what? I don't think it's a coincidence. But before we get out of that, let me finish up on Chicago. Because and they're just the microcosm of the big picture. Chicago has over 500 homicides this year. Over 500, for those of you keeping score. Black leftists did not take a break for 9/11. They don't take a break during Black History Month. They don't take a break on Cinco de Mayo. They don't take a break. Winter calms them down a little bit. Except for the people who want to beat up on Jussie Smollett. Now, that winter doesn't stop them. But outside of that, the crazy wheel of leftism, folks, it keeps on turning. Keeps on turning. I asked the question earlier, do you think that leftists are going to start giving Donald Trump some credit? You think that they're going to start looking at his trade deals and saying, wow, that was a good thing? Biden commented on it. I'll give you those comments in a bit. You think that they looked at his helping these pedophile, you know, get these children away from these pedophiles who were sex trafficking kids? Do you think that they are going to talk about Donald Trump getting nominated for not one, but two Nobel Peace Prizes and the White House getting nominated for one? Three. That's three times more than baby Black Jesus. You think they want to talk about that? Brokered peace between Israel and two Middle Eastern countries. And he's done a lot more. We got to talk about it later.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump just keeps on being Donald Trump, and boy, does that vex the left. Boy, they got serious issues with this man just being himself. They want him to be a two-faced. They want him to be a real liar. They want him to be a real womanizer, philanderer, whatever else. They want him to be snowing Americans, and he refuses to do it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. They need Trump they need him to be a liar. They need him to be everything that they are. They need him to be the straight-up politician that they're used to being, because he's exposing too much. It's the same with the black community. Black community gets mad at people like me. Alan West, Star Parker, others, they get mad. You want to know why? They get mad at us because we tell you the truth. We tell you, you don't need to be babying black people. Black people are the last people on this planet that need to be babied. We have skin tougher than a rhinoceros, generally speaking. When you aren't dealing with the leftists, you deal with a black conservative, man, you don't find it. There is nothing tougher. It's a $3 steak. Looks like filet mignon. You know what I'm saying? Looks like a $100 Wagyu beef compared to a black conservative. I mean, whoa, we got to take it. I'm not trying to give us too much credit, because you white folks are getting your beatings. You're getting beat down right now. I talked to an audience in St. Louis the other day. I said, you white folks, I don't get it. Are you just trying to sharpen your sword as you take all this nonsense that people throw at you? He's talking about what happened over the weekend. You haven't heard anything about from North Korea. Putin is silent. Trump was supposed to be a puppet of Putin. Have you heard anything about this in a while? China is a distant second to the American economy, and it has eight times the people. And it's a distant second. And Trump had to rebuild the economy twice. The man nominated for multiple Nobel Peace Prizes. And the left want to replace him with a moron. And that, I was thinking about it. I don't think we covered it last week, but this hit piece about Trump disrespecting dead soldiers. Complete BS. The biggest anti-military group on the planet are the Democrats. And the Democrats want to accuse Donald Trump of being what they are. You know how this game gets played. You don't need this program to tell you. I am not being a sage here. This is a review of class material from 15 years ago. The Democrats calling the military baby killers and destroyers of villages and all kinds of stuff. John Kerry with his swift boating, you know, accusing the military of doing. Don't misunderstand me. There's some military people that do atrocious things. And you know what you can call those military people that think like that and do that stuff? Leftists. They go into villages and rape women, kill men indiscriminately, whatever. Those are leftists. Because under most circumstances, conservatives are going to play by the rules. So don't you ever let somebody talk you down or make you feel guilty about yourselves. When I finished that speech the other week, and I said to these people, I said, let me tell you about 1619. The father of slavery in America is a black man named Anthony Johnson. I don't know if we've told the story on air, but I'll tell it. If we have, I'll tell it again. There was no slavery in America in 1619. It was indentured servitude. There was no sanctioned slavery. The only slavery in America was people captured by pirates and sold as slaves. There was no governmental, you can hold slaves, etc. in 1619. We were part of Britain, quite frankly. So forget it. But when indentured servitude came, Anthony Johnson came over in 1621, 2 years after America, you know, this supposed first slaves hit the shores. And in 1621, Anthony Johnson came over. He worked for a group, got his freedom, and then he got land assigned to him, and he bought slaves, indentured servants, I should say. He had five of them, four of whom were white, and he had one named John Kaser. And Kaser, the black guy, the only black guy that he, of the indentured servants, said, I've already worked enough. I paid my debt. Anthony Johnson won't free me. So he left the plantation and went to next door to a white guy's plantation. That white guy paid Kaser's freedom. He paid his debt. Whatever Johnson said he owed, he said, here you go. And Johnson said, no, I don't want it. So he sued. And in 1655, John Kaser was forced to go back to Johnson, and he became the first prisoner for life. You think that it was effectively a slave. So I jokingly said, if they had George Washington or some white dude on the Maury show, if you can want to have some fun with this, and Maury would say, I've got the evidence here, and I've got the DNA report, and he'd look at the white man, and he would say, are you ready? He'd say, yeah, I am. And he'd say, you are not the father. And the white dude would get up and yell at the audience, yeah, I told you. Because he's not the father. The white folks are not the father of slavery. And I'm going to regale you with other stories of black slavery that will blow your mind. Some of the biggest slave owners in the country were black people. So, look, if you want to have this discussion, let's have it. You are now armed with enough material to never, ever hear have anybody tell you about slavery. Well, man, people were slaves. And then you can say, I don't really care, because the father of slavery in America is Anthony Johnson, and he's a black man. And you can walk away feeling good about yourself because you've given somebody a history lesson, and you don't have to feel any guilt. Yeah, you're welcome. That's free from the KevinJacksonShow.com. So tell a few friends. Remember this episode. Let them listen in. Now, one of my friends said to me, Kevin, while I understand your position, you don't really want to get into this battle of all this. And I'm like, look, y'all run y'all's organization one way, we'll run ours another. Because right now, I'm going to tell you, white folks need to stop apologizing to black people over slavery because black people own slaves too. And for the record, nobody alive or dead has been a slave or owned a slave. So there you go. And oh, while we're on the subject, there are still slaves in this country. Sex slaves, people who've been kidnapped, you don't even know because you're never going to hear about them. Slavery is practiced on practically every continent in the world, except Antarctica. And it is openly practiced in places like China, in the Middle East, and other places. And people want to continue talking about the slavery of the 1800s here? Forget about it. So, look, I want to have clarity about a lot of this stuff. And I want to segue back to this anti-military, because Democrats yet again want to try to pull a fast one. Oh, Donald Trump, he disrespected the military. He didn't want to go fly by. The weather was bad. And then they completely debunked it. It's completely debunked. But I don't even care about the story. That's not the issue. The issue here is the fact that they keep trying so desperately to make you believe things that you know. You don't even have to guess it's something like that. Donald Trump disrespected the military. No, he didn't. Well, and their proof, maybe we talked about this, but John McCain. He disrespected John McCain. Well, good. John McCain should have been disrespected. Got to finish up in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his West Coast swing, the president leaving Nevada and heading to California to participate in a briefing on California's wildfires. Meanwhile, in Oregon, Democratic Governor Kate Brown says her state has been devastated by wildfires.
We've burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast. We've got fires in communities right up abutting our metropolitan areas, and Southern Oregon has been devastated.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is offering a $100,000 reward to anyone with information on the man or woman who ambushed and shot two police officers in Compton, California. The two deputies are out of surgery and expected to survive. Democratic nominee Joe Biden set to deliver remarks in Delaware on Monday. This is USA Radio News. A tropical storm is expected to be a Category 2 hurricane when it reaches landfall on Tuesday. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Folks in Mississippi are being warned to prepare for Tropical Storm Sally, expected to be a hurricane when it strikes neighboring Louisiana early tomorrow morning. Forecasters warn Mississippi will be on the eastern side of the storm, meaning it will get the brunt of the rainfall and wind. In some spots, maybe 20 inches of rain.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is stressing the importance of the relationship between the United States and Qatar.
The United States and Qatar continue to enjoy a strong trade and investment relationship, supported on both sides by open markets and a commitment to fair practices.
He spoke at an event with representatives from both nations and said there's a shared goal of getting rid of terrorism around the globe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So we were talking about John McCain being a war hero, and I was telling a friend of mine over the weekend. I went to have dinner at his restaurant, Melissa and I, and I said to him, John McCain, I respect his service. He wasn't a good soldier. Wasn't a good military person. Substandard pilot. That's why he got shot down. It's true. Trump said that. He was a bad pilot. That's why he got shot down. Now, good pilots got shot down, too. But McCain was a bad pilot. He was a bad Navy man. He rode on the backs, or the coattail, rather, of his admiral dad. And he got billets that he never should have had. But I still respect his service. Because he put himself in harm's way, and he paid the price. I respect that. But there came a point where He ran out of runway for me with that, and he stopped being a military hero, and he started being just a big a-hole, just to be honest with you. He didn't care about people. It was his own personal vendettas against people that made him react politically. He didn't act on look, I could be mad about something at home, or I could be mad about something that somebody did to me personally, but I would not penalize my constituents. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Back to the Kevin Jackson Show, if you've been listening, and good if you have. If you haven't, well, shame on you, but that's okay. We're glad you're here now. So I'm recapping the weekend, all these different things that came up, and one of the other stories that came out was about Bob Woodward and Trump downplaying Wu Flu. And I said, you know what, this is unbelievable that they would bring this up, but I want you to understand how desperate the Democrats are. They want you to believe that Trump is anti-military and he would go talk smack against dead veterans that are lying in France. He would talk smack about them. You know he wouldn't. Then they want you to believe that Trump, and he said in his own words, what do you want me to do? You want me to panic the public because we've got some supposed disease that might be bad or whatever? How about we figure things out before we panic people? And I was explaining to many people, because I had lots of conversations over the weekend politically, unfortunately, because I can't seem to let it go. I talked to many people, and I said, hey, look, Donald Trump couldn't have responded any better. He stopped the ship that was coming in from China, right, or where it was coming from. He stopped it at port. He says, if they got a disease, keep them on the boat. Then the second thing he did was he stopped all flights from China. Then right after that, he stopped all the flights coming from Europe. He could not have acted any quicker because there was not a single case of the Wu Flu in America. And he even suspected that it was a ruse. He suspected the data was done. Now, there's a big battle now with the CDC. I think Donald Trump needs to fire every epidemiologist from the CDC right now and go find some who are willing to tell America the truth, walking around with these, and one of my friends calls them face condoms, and I said it too. It's the same thing. Covering your face on something that has no, it is not going to work. It does not, it's not protecting you. It's not protecting the people that you're supposed to be protecting by having the stupid mask on. And here's the other thing. If you're sick, what are you doing out? The body, I've talked about this before, but let's just stay with it. The body knows. If you're feeling sick and, you're, and somebody says, hey, you want to go to blankety blank, here's what your body normally goes. No, I don't want to go. So you go, nah, y'all go. I'm not feeling very good. That's what your body does. It's a natural thing for you to not want to be around other people. Oh, Kevin, you can't always know. Yeah, you do. Here's the way I believe the body works. And I'm no doctor, but I'll tell you, here's what I think. You get symptoms of being sick, and you're not contagious at that point. The body goes, I'm going to give you a hint. And then you go, whew, I'm just not feeling that good. And it'll give you a day, maybe, to say, you know, are you? And then the next day you get up and you go, oh, yeah, I definitely have something. And then you quarantine. You do it automatically. You don't go anywhere unless you have to. Like Michael Jordan playing in game six of the semifinals or something, and he had to play. And remember, we made a big deal about a disease that kills hundreds of thousands of people every year. And we made a big deal about Michael Jordan playing with an arena packed full of people while Michael Jordan had the flu. And now we're wearing masks. It's a shame. It really is. But anyway, here's my point of this. They want to make hay with about Donald Trump downplaying the Wu flu. Now that we have overwhelming science that proves that this disease is the biggest farce on the planet. And if I'm Trump, I would not give another PPP package, no more loans, no more special dispensation for any reason over Wu flu. And then I would start my campaign of saying, here are the people that lie to you, because what Trump's going to need to do is show that he reacted to the Democrats and gave out trillions of dollars because of them, because they want to saddle him with this massive debt. See, we've had an increase in our debt that nobody's talking about. I think we're at $24 trillion now. Now, Trump had kept the lid on this for a long time, but he's not anymore. So now that that debt is ballooning, and even though he's building this big, great economy twice, he's got to keep his eye on the ball. I tell you what, I'd love to slap the mask off the smug faces of these leftists and shove them between their butt cheeks, because I'm sick of the driving down the freeway and seeing mask up and be safe for everybody and be sure to wash your hands. I intentionally don't wash my hands anymore because I'm sick of people. I do if you come to my house or I'm cooking or something. I want people going, I hate Kevin's house and he didn't wash his hands. I do. I wash my hands for that. But I'm not, you know, like if I'm in the airport, yeah, there's something in there. You got to wear your mask. All right, fine. Yeah, I'm not going to. If you want to play the game, I'll play the game with you. Not to mention, we're still talking to our legal team about this class action lawsuit. That meeting got pushed out just to get every, because there are people that wanted to be part of it. And I don't, it's somewhere on our webpage. You can Google it, and I know it's there. But anyway, we've got a class action lawsuit that we're contemplating for people who feel as though they've lost something in wearing the mask, whether you've lost your health or you've lost your job or you've lost freedom. You just want to be a part of it. So we'll put out more on that. And maybe we need to just get an easy website. I think we might have one, but I don't know what it is right now. Yeah, 9/11. A reminder, folks, that was over the weekend of a world, a reminder of a world that depends on this country. Yet the radical elements attack us, and by radical elements, I mean the radical people inside and out are attacking us because they don't like the fact that you elected Donald Trump. And I want to talk about Trump a little bit. We're going to get into some polling, but I want to talk about this because he jeered Biden because Biden finally fessed up. Did you guys hear about this? Joe Biden said NAFTA was a mistake. He did an interview on CNN. So the president held a rally in Michigan. And I have to tell you, You got, these rallies are different. I don't know what they're doing differently. They're not advertising. I don't know what they're doing, but they want to make sure that they go off without all the bots. But there were people running to get in line to line up for the latest Trump rally. Running. All this sea of red. Running. Oh my gosh, it's something to see. I want you to, here's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Do you believe that you would have 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people waiting behind the barricade for Biden, and then when they open the gates, these people get to take off running so they can line, get in the snaking line that's going to get them up there? That's how important this was to so many people. And they want you to believe that there are issues with balloting and everybody's concerned about Trump. I'm going to tell you, I mentioned this the other day. For the first time in a long time, I have more people writing to me saying, Kev, I'm with you. I believe Trump is way ahead. I don't believe these polls. And we're going to get into it because it's very interesting. A girl, I forget her name, but she wrote about these. Anyway, let's go back to this Michigan rally. So Donald Trump cited Biden's interview to Jake Tapper, where he conceded that Donald Trump's USMCA, that's the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, is superior to NAFTA. And here's what Biden said. It is better than NAFTA. But look at what the overall trade policy has been, even with NAFTA. That was what he said after. So who set that policy? Joe Biden and Barack Obama. And he's admitting. He says, we now have this gigantic deficit in trade with Mexico. Not because NAFTA wasn't made better, but because overall trade policy and how he deals with it made everything worse. He's saying that Trump ruined NAFTA, and that's what made it bad. He knows that's a lie. But see, it's all being revealed. He had to admit it. Oh, sure, he tagged on his little piece. But you know what he did? He admitted the truth. Getting that much out of a liberal is an amazing win. But we got a lot more to talk about than that when we get back to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
With a Mectec carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectec is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectec is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
President Trump cracking on Joe Biden, boy. Crack the joke. He says, I have the distinct pleasure of running against the worst presidential candidate in presidential politics. Can you imagine if I lost to him? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That is Donald Trump showing you the most confidence that he could possibly say. Can you imagine? I brought this up. I said, if you think Donald Trump's legacy is going to be a loss to brain dead Biden, you got to be out. You got to be brain dead yourself. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, where we tell you things in advance. I've already talked about this. I told you. I said Donald Trump
doesn't see this as a run. I mean, he looked at this as, I'll be doggone if I lose to that guy. I don't care if I win by a vote. I won't lose to him. And I don't, I mean, I'm going to tell you, that would be the most confidence I could give you as, you know, in terms of being a president running for an office. I would say, I won't lose to a clown. You give me a qualified candidate and we go mano a mano and, you know, things go, don't go my way, I'm cool. You know, you lose to somebody that where it's a good hard fight, a good race, you say, no problem. You lose to a clown, a moron, a freakazoid like Biden, and you, Donald Trump has got all cylinders firing, I assure you. Oh, man. He went on, he said, offshoring Michigan's jobs, outsourcing Michigan's factories, throwing open your borders, dragging us into endless foreign wars, and surrendering our children's future to China. Now, he said, I'm reading the same article because I want to get into the polling, but he says, Biden also held a rally in Michigan where he blamed Bush's White House for NAFTA's failure despite voting for the agreement. And he says, number one, you always listen to Biden, you know when he's lying, when he goes, number one, the Bush administration did not keep its commitment on NAFTA. That's number one. Oh, but I voted for it, but they didn't do it. Yeah, it wasn't my fault, it was their fault. But if it's good, it's Biden's fault. Rachel Alexander wrote a piece about shock polling, and it had me thinking about this because I asked people this question. I said, have you ever fooled yourself? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Have you ever fooled yourself? In other words, have you thought, I'm better than I really am? And you knew, I mean, and then but you knew in your heart, maybe you weren't, but you were telling yourself that. And I'm not talking about affirmations like, I can be all that I can be, or I can be better than my old, but whatever. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about, you just went, oh yeah, this looks good. Look, yeah, baby, right here, this looks good. I'm hitting the club. And then nobody talks to you. Maybe you fooled yourself in a relationship, in an outcome you so wanted. You said, oh, I can change him or her. You wanted it, right? So you fooled yourself into believing you could make it work. Here's a good question, because I think people know the answer here. Have you ever fooled yourself into thinking you were happy? Maybe even happy with somebody? The person you sought to get. I'm happy with this person. And what you found out is that you were happy with the circumstance. Maybe you got married to a person that you didn't really want to marry, but you thought that marriage, the circumstance of marriage, would improve your situation. Or the circumstance of having a baby would improve your situation. So you fooled yourself into believing the timing was right or whatever. Of course you have. I know you have. Because we've all done it. But here's my question for you. How does it feel in the end when you look back and go, man, I knew I was fooling myself. I was trying to make something work that I knew wouldn't work. It doesn't feel very good. Well, let me tell you. Democrats are there. Been there, done that. In 2016, they believed their own hype. And now they're at it again. They skew their polls the same way they did with Hillary Clinton in 2016. They convinced themselves that she was the most popular candidate. She was going to win. There was no moratorium on change, real change. And that was going to be the end of it. And Rachel writes, the Drudge Report, which used to favor the right, is now linking to biased polls with headlines that shriek, shock poll. Because they really are shocking. And I love this part of what she writes. She says, no one believes that Joe Biden is significantly ahead of Donald Trump in the polls. As one writer described it, Biden can't get through a fawning 5-minute interview from his basement with notes and a teleprompter without losing his train of thought or saying something absurd. John Tantillo, writing for Newsmax, looked at some of the polls compiled at Real Clear Politics, and he found that every single one of them had a bias of at least 6 points towards Democrats polling Democrats more than Republicans. The independent polls were underrepresented and leaned towards Democrats. He says this is not an accurate representation. A Democratic Gallup poll of the party affiliation found that 28% identify as Democrats, 28% of Republicans, and 41% as independents. Now, I don't know why they're writing that, but She goes on to write, Wayne Allen Root identified a Fox poll last fall that surveyed a whopping 48% of Democrats. Similarly, an analyst who looked at the polls of 2017 found that by oversampling Democrats, they robbed Trump of 8 points. Now, I'm just going to stop there because I want you to understand I'm out there among people. I'm going around looking, you know, driving around places, seeing the number of Trump signs, Biden signs. I'll give you a perfect example. I was in St. Louis last week. In the city, where I still have a home, I'm driving around the city, and I'm looking for Joe Biden stuff. And I'm over in Ferguson, Missouri. I met with the mayor of Ferguson and the chief of police of Ferguson. Both new, both black. Mayor's a female. Her name is Ella. And we're having a great conversation because I'm interested in helping that city, symbolically. And I'm driving around. And I will bet you, I didn't see, in fact, I'm going to give you a really big number so you understand what I'm saying. In driving from 30 minutes from St. Louis into Ferguson, and I'm talking St. Louis and Ferguson and Berkeley and all these little towns next door, I did not see, and I'm going to give myself wiggle room, 5 Biden-Harris signs. I didn't see 5. I was in Florida days before that. I saw 2. Now, I don't know what the Democrat, you know, I was in I was in Miami, and then I was in Tampa for a day and a half. And I saw Tampa's where I saw the 2. And I don't know what the demographics are, but that's pretty woeful. But let me tell you, for St. Louis to go by, I'm not kidding you, to go by tens of thousands of houses I saw. And I did not see 5 Biden-Harris signs. Now, here's what I did see. I saw a lot of Black Lives Matter. I did. I guarantee I saw at least 100 of those. But I didn't see more than 5. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think it was 3 Biden-Harris signs. That's what I'm telling you. So I look at those polls. Now, you say, Kevin, what did you see of Trump? I didn't see me. I mean, I saw as many of Trump as I saw Biden. But here's the thing about Trump. People like us, we aren't saying it. That's the difference. Now, I'll tell you what I did see. I saw 3,000 Trump supporters wearing their gear, I mean, for a rally. I would ask you this. Was there a counter rally to the Trump rally that I was at that had 3,000 people anywhere in the country? Anywhere in the country, was there a rally that large? The answer is absolutely not. So the polling is exactly what's happening when you look at Trump again. Going the last stop he was at, people racing to get in line. Thousands of people. Excitement. Every time look, Joe Biden makes a video. Guys, don't believe me. Go look at a Joe Biden official campaign videos on YouTube. Look at Joe Biden's official page where he tweets, throw in Kamala Harris for fun. And you know what you get? Nada. Dick Buckus. Nothing. You get nothing. Biden may get 1,000 tweets or retweets or whatever. Trump does anything, it's exponentially bigger. You just can't believe this hype. And all they're talking about is oversampling and all this other stuff. Likely voters. This last one, they said a Gallup poll last fall had 52% of Americans supported impeaching Trump and removing him for office, but they didn't bother to survey registered voters. It's pathetic. Forget the polls. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.